Well, good afternoon, and not such a good week last week as far as the golfing punt is concerned, but it's time to get back on the horse and have a look at what options are available this week. We'll focus our attention on two main events. We'll have a quick look also at the Web.com Tour Championship, but certainly the Tour Championship, the season-ending Tour Championship, where the leading 30 players in the season-long FedEx Cup race, you might say, have assembled at the Eastleigh Golf Club in Atlanta to determine just who will be the winner of the FedEx Cup and just who will claim so much of that prize money that's available in terms of bonus prize money this week. That is, of course, in addition to the $9 million or so purse that's available for the tournament itself. Rory McIlroy, he's playing well enough to win and has won here before and been second as well. So he has a liking for the golf course. He's playing well enough. He'll start as one of the favourites, along with Justin Rose, probably, who's had five consecutive top tens in his last five starts here. So this is clearly a golf course that he likes. He has been second in his last two starts at the Dell and the BMW in the FedEx Cup playoffs. So Justin Rose arrives in Atlanta with his game in great shape and looking forward to a golf course that he clearly has some level of comfort with. Justin Thomas, he's at $12. He'll be starting around about the third favourite behind Rose and McIlroy, who are around about the $9 or $10 mark. Thomas's last couple of starts haven't been quite so good, but they haven't been really all that bad either, and he's been second and sixth in his two starts in this event. So I think he'll have a share of followers, and he's certainly got his chances this week. Dustin Johnson is at $11, and he certainly has to be a consideration, despite perhaps not being at the peak that he was a little while ago. He does have a pretty good record here, however. And given the class of player that he is, he has to be, as I said earlier, a consideration. There are a couple of other players. Look, every player in this field, perhaps with the exception of Patton Kizzia, who's made it into the field, which is an achievement in itself, but his form of late has been horrible and probably can't be considered any sort of a chance to win. But any other player, really, that's made it into this field is a good enough player to win this event. So it's a very evenly matched field in many respects, but a couple of players at slightly longer odds that I think have realistic chances of winning are Tony Finau, who's at $23. He was seventh on debut here last year, which was an impressive start to his campaign in the Tour Championship. He's had top tens in each of the first three playoffs this season. He's now on the Ryder Cup team, a selection by Jim Furyk. So he's obviously no doubt feeling pretty good about himself. He's got a good record here, and he's in good form. Tony Finau at $23. And Billy Horschel seems to be finding the level of form that actually saw him win this tournament a few years ago. He's been third in two of the three playoffs. So Billy Horschel seems to be finding form at the right time. And as I said, it was at this event, not only did he win this tournament, but he won the overall FedEx Cup two or three years ago. So he no doubt has some pretty good memories of the Eastleigh Golf Club. Jason Day, amongst the Australians, Jason Day's at $1.95 to be the leading Australian. This will be his eighth time here, so he's certainly had plenty of experience and has played well here on occasions previously. His game's not perhaps quite as sharp as it has been, but he's not playing too badly, and at $1.95 to be the leading Australian, then he's got to be certainly a great chance of being that. Cameron Smith's at $3.40 to be the leading Australian. It's his first time in this event. And Mark Leishman, his third time here at Eastleigh at the Tour Championship, perhaps not playing at the level that we know he's capable of, but again, because he's made it to this tournament, he's shown that he's a player of the absolute highest class and could well produce a very good week. So that is the Tour Championship. Rory McIlroy, Justin Rose, Justin Thomas, Tony Finau, Billy Horschel, and maybe just Dustin Johnson in there as genuine chances to win the event. Across to the Portugal Masters on the southern coast of Portugal on the Algarve Peninsula, the Dom Pedro Victoria Golf Course, which is played at Vilamoura on the Algarve Peninsula. Lucas Beauregard, the defending champion, he's been second, sixth and ninth in his last three starts of late. So he's found some pretty good form, and he is the defending champion, as I said. 10 of his last 12 rounds of here have been in the 60s. He's at $17. I think he deserves to be one of the favourites, if not the favourite. Maybe he'll contend for that mantle with Fjellborn Olsson, who's playing very well of late. He's had several top 10s. He's at $15, one of the highest-ranked players in the field. Eddie Pepperell was third here last year, the Englishman. Sixth and ninth in recent starts. He's at $19, so there's a lot to like about Eddie Pepperell's chances, given the form that he's in and given the fact that he did finish third here last year. Sergio Garcia is in the field, but the problem about Garcia is that he hasn't competed for a month. I know he'll be honing his game for the Ryder Cup because he received a last-minute captain's pick by Thomas Bjorn and probably has to be buoyed by that. He hasn't played well for much of this year, however, and that is a concern. And it's the first time in this event as well for Sergio Garcia. So there are some question marks about Sergio Garcia this week, despite the class of player that he obviously is. Ashton Wu won last week. He was seventh last year in this event. It's always hard to back up a win with another, but having had that pretty impressive win last week and the fact that he did have that very good finish here last year suggests that Ashton Wu, who's been improved not only with the win, but he'd play well in the week prior to that as well. He's had his coach over apparently working with him, and it seems to be yielding dividends. He's at $41, which I think for a last start winner is not a bad price. And the other player at longer odds I think is worth keeping an eye on is Thomas Dietry, the Belgian player, who was 20th on debut last year. He's developing into a very good player. He was third last week. So that debut 20th last year, he's certainly a much more accomplished player now, as was shown last week when he finished third. So Lukas Bjerregaard, Thorbjørn Olesen, Eddie Pepperell, Ashton Wu, Thomas Dietry, and maybe Sergio Garcia as the players most likely to do well this week in Portugal. I mentioned earlier the Web.com Tour Championship, and that has been played this week. It brings to a conclusion the Web.com Tour for 2018 and finally decides the leading 25 players from the finals money list, the four-event finals money list, who will graduate to the PGA Tour next season. Many of them are already assured, but there's probably about six or seven places that are still up for grabs. So there's a lot at stake for several players this week. Denny McCarthy played well here last year. I think he finished 12th, and he's been having a good run in the finals. Has Denny McCarthy. He was 9th and 5th in a couple of them, I think 13th last week. So he's in very good form at the moment. He's at $17 and probably deserves to be the favourite. Julian Suri, is at $21. He was 2nd at the French Open. He's really one of the classier players in the field in terms of world ranking. He's got a very good chance, I think, this week. Dylan Fratelli, the South African, is the highest-ranked player in the field. He really is a well-rounded player now. He went to college in the United States, but he's played in Europe since turning professional, and he's played in a few majors of late. So against far stronger fields than he'll face this week, he's done reasonably well, has Fratelli. And of the Australians, there's quite a few in the field, eight of them, in fact. Curtis Luck, Cameron Davis. Cameron Davis and Luck essentially have both got their PGA Tour cards. Aaron Badley's on the cusp. He needs probably to at least make the cut this week. He's at $21. Curtis Luck's at $34 for the event. For Badley, the last few weeks have shown a bit of improvement, so I think he's got a pretty good chance to get the job done. It'll be mission accomplished if he does. It gets a full return to the PGA Tour at the completion of this week. And the other Australians in the field, Cameron Davis, Cameron Percy, Rayan Gibson, John Sendon, Brett Druitt and Stuart Appleby. Certainly, as I said earlier, Cameron Davis and Curtis Luck appear to be well and truly on their way to the PGA Tour next year, but there's a bit of work to do for the others, more especially for Cameron Percy, Rayan Gibson, John Sendon, Brett Druitt and Stuart Appleby and Aaron Baddeley, needing what would appear to be a pretty good week. I think a top 30 will be enough for him to get the job done this week, but that may be easier said than done given the pressure that he'll be under. So that's it for this week. Good luck with your investments. Bet responsibly, of course. My name is Bruce Young.